You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
I can gripe about my ride-sharing company to passengers, right? By John Medellum. Question. I drive for a ride-sharing service, and sometimes I complain about my company to passengers. Should I stop? Answer. Daniel Heimbinder is an artist who creates singularly enthralling, extremely busy, bizarre drawings. I am hesitant to describe them, since even professional art critics seem incapable of doing so gracefully. Here's the New York Times. A hefty blonde sits on the shoulder of a party host in a pink smoking jacket who poses triumphantly on a sprawled animal skin fronted by a pig with an apple in its mouth. A tiny nude holds up one of the man's legs. Several donkeys in the background await the pinning on of tails by guests. I first encountered Heimbinder's work 20 years ago when I saw an early, comparatively simple painting of his on a friend's wall. It showed Spider-Man slinging webs over a tangle of freeways and skyscrapers. Its title was The Ubermensch versus Houston. In a civilization that shrugged off God, as Friedrich Nietzsche wrote, an Ubermensch, literally Superman, operates within his own morality, striving for greatness no matter how it might be misunderstood or reviled by the masses. Heimbinder recently explained to me that he'd always seen Houston, his home city, as a kind of civic Ubermensch, a municipality without zoning ordinances, expanding only in accordance with its own whims. He remembers wanting to see these two rogues, the web-slinging superhero and the sprawl-slinging city, pitted against each other. The secret of Heimbinder's work is that it often consists of sardonic allusions to familiar stories mashed up to undermine or frustrate each other. While we talked, for example, he texted me a picture of a large work in progress. In one tiny section, a frog is crossing a river with a scorpion on its back, while a fox is crossing in the other direction with a gingerbread man on its nose. These are references to two different fables. In the first, the scorpion promises not to hurt the frog during the crossing, then stings him anyway. In the other, the gingerbread man trusts the fox to carry it across, only to be eaten. In one scenario, Heimbinder says, the passenger is untrustworthy. In the other, it's what's conveying the passenger that's untrustworthy. And so it is with ride-sharing. I thought of Heimbinder after reading earlier this year about a disagreement. Uber versus Houston. The city, in an un-Houstonly move, had enacted a host of ride-sharing regulations in 2014, and Uber was threatening to pull out rather than have its drivers comply. Only when Houston was about to host the Super Bowl, a potential bonanza for ride-sharing apps, did Uber agree to a truce. It's a familiar story. We're accustomed to seeing startups behave as if they are beyond all petty constraints. Even basic decorum seems at times optional. No doubt you've seen the now famous video of Uber CEO Travis Kalanick telling off his Uber driver. To be clear, I don't know your complaints or which company you drive for, but I wonder if you don't feel supported or valued by it. If that's the case, then I believe you may speak freely. I'm all for collegiality and loyalty, but it's hard not to feel like a sucker when you're the only one abiding by such ideals. The trouble with Ubermensches is the chaos they spawn. Elevate your own value system above any sense of community, and others will do the same. Rules fray when they become optional. So does trust. You wind up with the kind of congested, omnidirectional madness that Heimbinder loves to draw. We use stories to understand the world, to organize our minds, Heimbinder told me. But I'm showing that when they're put together on the same plane, they don't mesh. The end result is confused, ugly, awkward. You are one tiny figure who has stepped into just such a large, complicated mess. You're entitled to your own story, to say it out loud, even if it makes the mess a tiny bit messier.